Thank you for joining us. Hello, Miss Scott. Now, it's often said that this show is the end of the line for journalism. It's where integrity comes to die, and It's where nothing is learnt. I give you Mr. Patrick Kennedy.
Speaking of not learning anything. No,
you're about to not learn anything for the next 5 minutes. Now, you're particularly special. You are, of course, the CEO of Sydney Fringe. When we booked you, when we just going to got in touch with you, you weren't.
Correct.
You were less important.
I was down the ranks.
And you learnt you were coming on the show and you thought, better step up.
Better step up, yeah. I was head of marketing there for just over a year. And then our dear leader, I'm not sure if any of you met her, Kerry Glascock. Mm. She was there for 12 years.
Wow.
And then got a big cushy job at Create New South Wales.
Great.
Which is
Thanks,
lobbying government for more funding for the arts, which I think we all agree is
a
good thing.
That is nice.
And then I was interim for a couple of months.
Great.
And then got the job.
Good on you.
And here I am at 2SER.
Well, we're
with
very
two comedians.
Yeah, well,
it just shows where success gets you.
After this, it's all downhill.
Yeah. That's right. We'll leave this door now.
We're very glad to have the Fringe CEO on today. Last week, we had the Ponytail CEO. Did not go well.
No. Oh, God. Well, this is the end of the show then, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. That concludes Tim and my segment. Thank you very much. I'll step away from the microphone. Patrick, lovely to meet you. Miss Garn, take it away.
I'm just going to dive right into it. You've been called one of the country's most fascinating theatre practitioners. How does that translate into Fringe?
That's a good question. I think I come from a commercial theatre art background, which meant I was working with, you know, big global producers, which gave me enough income to support my own work as an artist. So I know what it takes to kind of stage a show as an independent artist. I know how much it costs. I know the red tape around it. I know the struggles. But I also have that commercial experience, which then ties it together so I can use my business acumen to try to help artists. So such a boring answer. Oh, my God.
Not funny.
Not funny. Not funny. And by the way, when I was called that, that was by my mom.
Oh.
One of the country's most whatever it is.
Still no, counts. I love that.
Thank you. Still comes counts.
From,
yeah. Just that.
Comes yeah. from the most important person.
It, correct.
Yeah. Nice of what my mum called you.
Yeah, just following up on that, because you've been in commercial a lot, doing Mary Poppins and your own theatre company.
Mm.
How does that journey translate into Fringe? And then what's the most rewarding thing out of it?
I think, again, having those connections to the commercial world meant that, for example, in Sydney, I had shortcuts to media, to 2SER, to Time Out, to Concrete Playground, to lots of places where, as an independent artist with kind of starting from scratch, it's actually quite hard to get noticed by those publications because everybody wants their attention. So by having that in through my day-to-day work with Michael Castle and his productions, allowed me, when I was doing my shows here in Sydney, to bypass, you know, the usual independent artist route. And again, that means that when I've joined Fringe this year, we've overhauled our artist resource packs. So a lot of our artists who come to do a show, you know, work really hard on the production and then get to the day of the performance and say, oh God, I haven't sold any tickets because they've been concentrating on doing the show as they should. So we wanted to arm them with as much information as possible. So we gave them, sorry, Sydney, the full media contact list of everybody in New South Wales, full marketing guides and packs, and it's really paid off. Our
Great.
Sales are 85% up this year than last year.
Wow.
And that's because of those artists investing in their marketing and their, you know, content, imagery and copy.
Great. And so just better prepares them when they do arrive.
Yeah.
Wow, fantastic.
Good yeah.
That's really, we should all get like into that. Guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Want to be our show CEO?
That's right. You're both fired.
The smartest move you'll ever make.
Oh, so along that line, Fringe this year has 460 events, nearly 3,000 artists all over Sydney. How are you managing this?
Are you okay, Patrick?
Yes. Well, actually, the running joke is actually I started getting heart palpitations about a week ago and had to go into hospital to have an ECG machine fitted for 72 hours so they could check that I wasn't like on the verge of a heart attack.
Wow.
Turns out it was just too much coffee. So it was okay.
It
wasn't the shows and it wasn't the stress of the festival. It's possible because there's an amazing team of people at Sydney Fringe who work extraordinary hours to get this thing working, and all of the artists working. My job is really to just make sure that if there's any issues or troubleshooting that's needed, I'm there. So it's all down to the team and the amazing work that they do. But you can imagine, like, there's 89 venues. Mm. We operate 10 of them, which means we just get given the venue and have to build the bar, build the box office, operate it, get technicians in. Yeah. And there's only, you know, 4 people who do that in our team, which is...
In Australia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. and we've got them all. And so, yeah, it's a huge mammoth effort by the team and the artists.
Wow.
Yeah, I've gone through the program. I don't know, Tim, if you have.
He hasn't.
Thank you for the call out. I'm waiting for all the shows to come in, and I'm just gonna do a massive splurge. I'm gonna see 460 shows one go.
3,000 in a day.
Just everything.
Didn't like number 446. No, it just didn't tickle me fancy.
Improve, yeah.
I couldn't park at Bondi.
Another question on that is, because it's so diverse in all over Sydney, what are some of your favourite things and some of the things you found extremely challenging?
Is in shows?
Anything, like production shows?
Yeah, I think the I've got some shows that I really want to see. We've got these amazing 2 guys from the UK flying in called Wright and Granger, and they've been all over Australia, and they're kind of spoken word folk musicians who retell Greek myths.
Wow.
So they're doing one show called Helios and one called Orpheus.
Mm.
And what's interesting about that is it's in the rocks in an old heritage, you know, building that is abandoned in 2 living rooms. And so there's only 40 people in the room at a time.
Oh, wow.
And it's just this very intimate, cool thing. So I'm looking forward to that. And we're taking over the Eternity Playhouse, which anybody in the arts knows closed down last March when Darlinghurst Theatre Company closed down. So we're the first people back in that building, and it's full of great, ambitious musicals. One who you should get on here because they're so good is Definitely Not a Hungry Game, the parody musical. Called that because of legal reasons, apparently. And they started with us last year at TAFE, actually, the theatre there. And sold out, and then went to Adelaide, and now are back with a bigger, higher value production. And they're already 50% sold out, and they haven't even opened. So they're great. But there's loads of stuff on. I think my final recommendation is at New Theatre in Newtown, a group called Shit Theatre, which are these 2 great girls from the UK again. And
a lot of bias going on.
Yes, but they used to be a trio, and... one of the girls was married to the other guy in the trio, and he died unexpectedly in 2021. Mm-hmm. And as a core part of that trio, the show is called All What's Left of Us, and it explores in a funny, uplifting, folky way how you navigate grief after you lose a core creative person in your band or group or whatever. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then challenges, parking. Parking here at 2SEL is very difficult.
Yes, yeah, understandable.
I'll bill you for it, don't worry.
That's all for me. So is there anything else you want to share with the festival? Because I know opening tonight
at Pact Theatre with our First Nations Welcome to Country and Smoking Ceremony, which is great.
Fantastic.
And then, just go to sydneyfringe.com or download the app. It's very good. You can favourite your shows and buy tickets through it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on.
Good luck with the rest of your lives.